Water quality tests in the Big O Plain show little or no oxygen in much of the reservoir, according to DNR communications specialist Ed Culhane.
Pretty much everything in there, other than a small area right around the aerator, is showing basically no oxygen. It's bad news for the fish population. We're anticipating a large fish kill. We think it could be worse than 2009.
In 2009, an estimated 60% of the reservoir's fish were killed. Tim Garrigan, president of the Big O Plain Citizens Organization, remembers a shoreline choked with their remains.
It was littered with 4-foot muskies, walleye, every panfish you can name. It was very disturbing, just blanketed. It's terrible.
The environmental catastrophe led to a task force which rebuilt an aerator to keep oxygen levels high. Garrigan is frustrated that it didn't work.
We're just kind of disappointed. We thought we were making great strides with the task force. I know everybody probably tried the best they could, but it just doesn't seem to be enough.
There may be no quick fixes for the O Plain. The DNR's Ed Culhane says, like many of America's lakes and reservoirs, the waterway is choked with phosphorus and farm runoff.
And that's what we're facing here. It's taken us 40, 50 years to get into this mess. And it's not just us. This is nationwide. You know, you're seeing these kind of phosphorus-based water quality problems.
Ironically, the Big O Plain Reservoir was the site of a world ice fishing tournament just 4 weeks ago. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.